know what you really, really want, baby, let it be on now. And if you think like I'm thinking then, baby, let's lose control. I've been watching you from across the room all night. And I like the way you're digging in the move, you moving, baby, then make it alright. Now if you wanna talk to me after we dance for a minute, I wanna see the way you move, wanna see the way you groove. Now baby, look. Tiger by the toe. Ooh, if he holler, make him pay. Yeah.
Hey, somebody.
That $50 every day. Aye, aye, aye. Let's go now, you, me. I know it was from the start to right. So I told you, baby, you and me, we gon' take off to tonight. Come on. Now, baby, look. Girl at the crib, got
Ilani Zalone winding down that block for our listening in today's edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, Mato Wayuhi is my featured artist. We have a little bit more time to talk today. We're listening to tracks from Pleasure, released earlier this year. We've talked a little bit about Reservation Dogs. I kind of regret not talking more specifics about like the production of the album and things like that, but I really wanted to shine a spotlight on you and what you're bringing to the table and the conversation and you know, this unfolding that I think is really apparent right now. So I guess that brings us up to a little bit of a good point. Let's talk future plans here real quick. There is a little bit of buzz. I think there is some good news about Reservation Dogs, yeah?
Yep, it got picked up for season 2, and I'll be on it again, which will be great.
Nice.
And
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm super excited because I'm DIY to my core. I've always done everything myself. But so I'm looking forward to season 2 because, you know, with more acclaim to the show comes more resources and, yeah, by way comes less headaches for me. So I think my goal is to kind of transition into more of a composer and less of a, you know, hands-on producer. I'm very perfectionist, so I probably will end up doing that anyway, but I've got to join the writer's room for Res Dogs. No, I don't write for the show, but I just got to hear. I'm kind of taking sort of a mentorship thing with Sterling right now. He's kind of helping me out with some ideas I have in the future with some different projects. But I got to see the writer's room, and, you know, we're, it's cool. It's exciting. It's going to be really good.
Just one last thing that I wanted to throw out there before we get off the line today. I recently started giving my niece guitar lessons, and she was telling me about her sister who, you know, told her, "Hey, don't, you know, it's not even a thing. Don't even bother, you know, trying to have a career in music and whatnot." And you're living proof that I think the tides are changing a little bit. What is some advice that you would give to the younger Indigenous aspiring artist?
I would say there's a couple different things. You know, I think going in with just an utter curiosity is one of the best pieces of advice that I can give. Don't set the bar, have an open mind, follow the feeling of loving music as opposed to what the outcome could maybe be or the logic of following it. I just think it's weird. It's operating blindly. I think, you know, logic plays in so many different aspects of life, but art and specifically music is the one of the few avenues where there needs to be no logic. It just needs to be purely feeling and emotion. And I think following that, because, you know, that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm like weirdly not a veteran, but I've been making music for like 7 or 8 years now, you know, and that's a long time in these days, these standards.
Yeah.
And so that's something that's always guided me is the curiosity of it. And because I think when you operate with an open mind and an open heart, the fear kind of subsides, because what are you afraid of if you're open to things? And, you know, I think what's so beautiful is that we're getting, it's kind of, you know, people say it's like the Renaissance right now for natives, but we've been doing this for thousands of years. It's nothing new to us. We're just, you know, it's just, you know, non-native this thing now. But I do think what's great is, yeah, there's people who are breaking down the barriers. And I think for me personally, I've seen, you know, I've been doing a lot of shows and I see who my fans are. And it's a lot of, you know, a lot of young Native Indigenous, you know, women and kids and Two-Spirit kids. And, you know, I wish I had that growing up, but I didn't. And so I'm that for them. And I'm just so honored to do that. And that comes by way of just having an open mind and being curious to things and not limiting yourself. And I think similar to what you said too earlier, it's like there's a balance between the traditional culture and modern time. And what's great is, you know, when you blend those two and you find out, you're actually creating a deeper relationship and a deeper space with it and opportunity for the next generation to feel comfortable in their own skin and what they love doing. And so I think, yeah, I think that would be my piece of advice to young kids is just to have, operating curiosity and build horizontally too. That's a really big thing. I wish I would have learned that earlier. Build horizontally. Don't aim for vertical. Go horizontal in terms of building your team and working with who you love. And
that's right. All our feet are right here on the ground. Progress is an outward and inward thing, not an up and down thing. Mato, I can't thank you enough for spending a little bit of time with me today. One last question. Where can people find you at?
Find me on all streaming platforms and on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and all the different things. There's some exclusive info that I'm giving just you. I don't know when this is going to air, but the Res Dogs original soundtrack comes out on October 15th, Friday. And so that'll be available on all platforms too. And so, yeah, I'm everywhere though. I'm around. Hit me up. I'm Mato Ayuki on all social media. It's just at Mato Ayuki. Yeah, thank you for having me, man. This was great. Great conversation. I like this platform.
Okay, what do you think about this one? Vegan fry bread.
Baby, you braved it.
What?
I understand you had it.
I think you should have your travel ID revoked.
Vegan fry
bread. No. Who is gonna eat vegan fry bread? What?
I don't know. Put it in the coconut oil.
God.
What? It could work.
That's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing.
Excuse me for trying.
Yes, excuse you. Put your vegan fry bread as an excuse.
No. Do not touch dogs.
Well, what is this? Just let me play one song.
Wait till it's over.
Enough of your Wasiju tunes. I can't take it anymore.
Okay, stop calling my wish white boy music. That's not what it is.
We have been trying to help you. It's only ever love.
In a hotel room.
It's only ever love, babe. Only ever trying to help you.
From Black Hills, explore Beverly Hills instead. Not much to see because the thrills are as cheap as they get. But when we met, we had a matrimony in my sheets. Vision fuzzy while the speakers buzzing something discreet. She's an actress / student, took a gap year just to prove it. Back to New York when the ball drops, I'll be left with the memories nonstop. Digress, but damage is donezo. Now I'm left gripping my gung-ho. The fuck I keep having fun for, if it always ends with the lights low. Deep down I've been dim, but she illuminates with grins. Must say I miss that mocha friend on my red skin. For the power bona fide, doesn't seem real. She showed me something tender in the land of cheap and thrills.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
You have always been my story to tell.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.